Welcome to Louisville's Best Podcast, a podcast about everything, all things and nothing. I don't know. Whatever we feel like that day. We're excited that you, Louisville's Best listeners, are jumping in and listening to us. We heard from a couple of you this week, so excited to have you riding along with us.
That was very nice. It was very nice to hear from somebody this week. Charlie sent it to us, so we're very...
Hey, Brian. Not this Brian, but Brian, Brian from GameStop. Brian from GameStop... in Shavley, who now lives in Pennsylvania somewhere, sent me a random text message about how much he loves the podcast. So that's pretty cool.
Did you tell him to like and share?
Yeah,
like and share.
Autograph photo in the mail.
Doug also chimed in and said he appreciated a shout out. To which I said, "We shouted you out."
I don't know. We did.
I don't remember.
We need to have a very Doug episode.
Doug episode. Anywho, we're excited that you all are listening to us. Contact us, and we'll be sure to shout you out because we're starving for fans. But anyway,
we're still trying to work out all the kinks in the video thing, too.
Yeah,
so.
John has got us inching closer and closer to going back to YouTube with our own personal cameras. We're excited. But let's see how everybody's doing today before we jump into this podcast. So, Charlie, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, Timbo. Right. I'm tired, but I'm doing well.
Yeah. Before the podcast, Charlie told us a story about a possum, which made me think, Charlie, if you got cast in a wacky... police buddy drama where you got partnered with an animal of your choice, what would be the animal, what would be his name, and what's the wacky characteristic about the animal?
It would be Elvis the Ocelot.
Okay.
Because they're like cat, dog, like puma mixes, and it makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And they seem generally disdainful. So it would kind of be like Leave Me with the Emu and Doug, but it'd be Elvis the Ocelot and Charlie.
I like it.
And it would be more like a BJ and the Bear kind of TV show, or Trevor on the Country and Solve Crimes.
I like it.
Where I would solve the crime and he would just, like, you know, attack people.
You couldn't get him out of the car until the very end of the chase. And you're like, get him!
Or it'd be more like, you know, he would be sitting in my lap looking out the windshield as we're driving and I had to, like, move around.
Yeah.
Elvis, knock it off.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm like Charlie. I'm tired.
Brian, I'll try not to make you have to think too much tonight, but...
appreciate that.
If you are in a wacky police drama, not drama, comedy...
Comedy.
What is...
Wacky dramas are
wacky
terrible.
Dramas. Good combination. What's the...
wacky drama be... what was that Stephen King movie? The Mist. That would be a wacky drama.
Do you think that's a wacky drama?
That would be a wacky drama okay. As opposed to a wacky comedy.
I like it. Who's your animal sidekick? What's his name? And what's the main characteristic of him?
I feel like it'd have to be, a panda bear.
Oh, I like it.
And he would just, like, literally just randomly just smack me in the head as we're just riding down the road.
What's his name?
Peter the Panda.
I like it.
Yeah.
And the show would be called Peter and the Pate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. The thing about those panda videos that are great is, you know, they're just so playful, but at the same time, they could probably
it'd
just...
Be like,
so
deadly. It'd be like, so oh, we gotta deadly. Go. We gotta go. And he'd be just sitting there just chewing on bamboo. Just
and like, no, where's my ready. Keys, Peter?
I'm not ready. Not
he's
ready.
Got him in his hand. Yep. Yeah, that's
like,
good.
You'll get him when I give him that's to good. You.
So. This is where I wish Aaron was on the show, because Lord knows what would come out of his mouth right now. but it would either be like hilarious or it would be like crickets. You
He'd
never
be like,
know.
I want to have a sharktopus. What?
What, Aaron?
It's like a was a mix between
we ride around and solving crimes in Atlantis.
And yet we all are like, yeah, why that's going to be it.
Why'd you make Aaron sound like Alex Jones for a second?
when he gets like that, Charlie, he gets into Alex Jones territory.
I was out there with my shark. solving crimes.
We were in Atlantis.
We were taking Rocks. Mushrooms.
We took Jason Momoa and we punched him.
But he's got
Which
nice hair.
Now the final character for Fast 10.
You know they're making a Fast 11. Oh, they said they're making one more, and I can't wait because Jason Momoa is probably going to join their team in that one. But anyways,
I almost bought that playset the other night.
I wanted you. I
need to. I'll put a picture of it on the video. But it
I
was,
can't believe it comes with the house. The cars
and the house and everything. They were Hot Wheels size.
I know, but they're like massive compared.
Oh,
to
Oh my goodness!
House.
You know how much fun you could have with that thing. You
could blow it up. Yeah, and
what's up, man?
So John.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you can answer this question because sometimes you take this too serious. So John, so have some fun with it. You're in a crime comedy buddy.
Comedy in the savannah of Africa.
Yeah. who's your animal sidekick?
I've got a chicken who can see the future.
What's his name?
Wendell.
Wendell?
Yeah, Wendell can see the future.
So is it like that show with Jim Caviezel where he'd get like the newspaper that tells him to stuff
tomorrow? No, he just stands there and just bark.
How does he tell you what's going to happen? Does he peck it out on a keyboard.
Jim Caviezel is not an early edition.
He wears a
it's Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
Jim Caviezel was with the one guy from Lost.
That was a newspaper that comes early. That was early edition with Coach Taylor.
You're thinking of the one where he was like the
person of interest.
Person of interest. Yeah, that was what it was.
That's not an early delivery newspaper at all. It's Jesus.
I'm sorry that I
beating up people.
I'm sorry that I merged them all. Okay.
That's what happens when you start crossing the streams, Tim.
You know that TV show where Walter White is you know, he's making meth with the four ladies that live in the retirement home?
I'd watch that.
Golden Years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breaking
gold. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I almost called it Numbers, which is even different.
See, the best thing about this is the whole thing went that direction. I don't have to talk about the future seeing chicken anymore. So.
Well, I mean, that speaks for itself.
You laid the foundation.
Yeah. His name's Wendell, and he carries a old...
Now, you keep saying he.
Yeah.
Wendell.
It's a rooster.
Okay, a rooster.
Yeah, it's a rooster. It's a rooster. And he...
So that means he wakes you up every morning super early telling you the future.
No, he carries around an old BlackBerry around his neck. And
like
he,
the
and
phone he, or an actual BlackBerry?
Like a phone. Like
fruit.
A phone.
Okay.
No.
An old rotted BlackBerry.
He does.
It's petrified. There you go.
He divinates the future through the BlackBerry. He lays it on the ground. I'm like, what? He's like murder. It's like Minority Report with a chicken who can see the future.
He's a.
I got a precog. I got a precog chicken. Precog. Precog chicken. Precog. Oh, I see what you did there.
But the one time I said the A word, we had to bleep it out.
I'm talking about a chicken. We're talking about chickens here. It's okay to call them by that name. If you can have the South Carolina Gamecocks, you can have a precog chicken. So, anyway, there it is.
That has nothing to do with tonight's topic.
We just lost our two listeners.
But honestly...
Doug and Brad are still here. They're
but we gained seven more. hashtag.
Hashtag keep your shoes on.
Yeah, that's right. I can start putting hashtags out there again. So,
We tried to record this 2 weeks ago, and the systems failed us.
No, I failed you.
I don't remember my answers at all, so I'm going to hold a new one.
I failed you. It was totally my fault. It was my fault.
John,
I'll take complete blame for it.
Me.
Well, I did on this because it was, I couldn't figure out what was wrong with the system, and I wound up at the end. And I didn't want to say anything because I thought you'd kill me, but I forgot to hit the USB record instead of just the actual audio through the machine record, so that was my fault. I was trying to set up the cameras.
I didn't understand a word you said, but it's okay. I forgive you.
You see, I didn't plug into the cord into the port.
In the flux capacitor. Whatever
yeah.
I was
so anyways, was this John's idea or your idea, Charlie?
It was John's idea.
It was my idea.
John, lay it on us, okay?
Okay, so here's the thing, and this is what we talked about doing, is you're creating a music festival, and you can have anybody you want in this festival, five people. We decided on, I think it was five groups, or how many we want. I don't really care. But it can't be you can't have Lynyrd Skynyrd, you can't have Led Zeppelin, you can't have the Beatles, you can't have Elvis. And you can't have the Rolling Stones. They're all not available for this. So that was the parameters of it.
All right, living or dead, you've created a music.
Living
festival.
Or dead, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can have people covering the songs of one of those musicians.
Yes.
For your entire festival circuit.
Yes, yeah. You can.
So Brian, I'm going to go with Aaron first. He's not here, but he mentioned that he would have a Weird Al fest that would either be Weird Al and the bands that he's parodied singing together or covering each other's songs or something like that. It would be good. I thought about this, but like, I don't know of any other like well-known comedian singers that could like open or be with him. Weird Al's kind of almost in a category of his own when it comes to that. I don't know.
When you mentioned Ray Charles? Or not Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Yep.
I think we did that too on the last podcast, but what's his name?
I don't know.
Ray Stevens.
That's it. Yeah. See, Ray Stevens is a different animal altogether, because he just makes up his own goofy songs. But anywho, so that was Aaron. So Charlie, I want to hear yours, because you've always got an interesting pick. You've always got something up your sleeve. And you already mentioned that whatever you talked about last week, you've already forgotten. So it's going to be something brand new.
Mine is going to be this time around fake bands.
Okay.
So the opening band is going to be Zack Attack from
Save the World. Yes. I'm so excited.
So scary. The follow-up band is going to be Cold Slither from G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah, man, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I'll hang out with my friend Pony sometime, and we'll just start just quoting that song. We're Cold Slither.
That's
playing our tune.
That is one of the best. I forgot about
with
Cold
an
Slither.
With evil hiss and a vampire kiss, we shall rule.
They should have fit that in a movie
the
somewhere.
The drugs that they were taking when they wrote those lyrics.
It's G.I. Joe. It's the 80s. There was lots of cocaine. the next band is going to be Love Burger from Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
Because I would love to hear what they sound like.
Because they never actually sang.
Never played a tune. Never played a single note. Just the drummer hit the sticks once, and then, yeah.
And, Donald Faison.
Yes. Brick and Meyer was in that band.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the headliners will be Spinal Tap, the greatest fake band of all time. Yeah.
This is.
I thought you were going to throw the O'Neaters in there.
That's true.
The O'Neaters. Oh, I have some kind of distant memory of that movie. I never saw it.
That thing you do?
Yeah. I never saw it. I have this distant memory that you all and Aaron and Andrea went and saw it, and for some reason it excluded me. I mean, obviously.
No, that was Rogue One.
I know what happened with Rogue One.
It was Rogue One.
Yeah. What?
Are you not with us for Rogue One?
Tim was sitting.
Charlie, you weren't with me?
No.
Tim was sitting 25 feet from us.
I was literally at my house.
We didn't even know.
Half a mile from you all. You guys went and saw it and then went to McDonald's to talk about it.
We did. We spoiled it right away. That's why we didn't invite you, because you don't like spoilers. So.
But I would have been there with you.
No,
it would have been spoiled.
You would have kept your eyes closed the whole time.
Anywho. No, that thing you do, you guys went and saw it without me. I think Todd got you guys tickets and didn't get me tickets.
The only one I ever remember that. The only one I remember Todd getting tickets for was the Newton Boys.
You know, I know we went and saw that, Brian, but I have no...
All I remember bank robberies. That's all I remember.
I have no memory
of that movie.
I think Matthew
McConaughey is in that movie.
He is in it.
Did he give you something to drink?
They have. God. Tim, that's just Pepsi. Did you see the Nelson Boys? I
can't live without you.
I do remember going and seeing that dragon movie with the one that you love.
Oh, Reign of Fire.
With Kelly Kay. when she was like 22 or something like that. We got invited to go
to a
99.7 special screening out at like the fancy
theater.
Did
you get the set bar?
No.
You should have said no. I'm set by you, Kelly.
No. I was still like a dumb 18-year-old that didn't know how to talk to girls, and now I'm a 42-year-old.
So you never grew out of it.
Yeah. anywho, back to music festivals.
Well, you're talking about that thing you do. You like the I can't think of the band name right now. Stacey's Mom.
Fountains of Wayne.
You like them, don't you?
I like that song.
Their record, that record is really good.
And then the one before that
as well. But they are the band that played as the O'Neaters. Like, they did all the music. Yeah, that was them.
No, I'll go listen to it. I've actually been looking for something else to listen to at work. I've burned through, like, all of Vampire Weekend to find something else now. So,
Welcome Interstate Managers is the name of the record that has Stacey's Mom on it. It's a good record from start to finish.
It's a great song. Yeah. So catchy. All right, Brian. Lay your country music festival on us.
Lay that country music white boy.
I remember the. I remember Charlie's reaction when I said Chris Ledoux.
Yep.
Being on there, that was one of the ones I had to have. And then I think I went a little bit old school with Johnny Cash and Hank Williams Sr. And then I think to finish it off, of course, if you've listened to our podcast at all, you know I'm going to have George Strait in there somewhere. And I think I threw in a curveball with Shania Twain.
Yeah, you did. You
there
picked Shania.
There
yeah.
we go.
Still the one I...
Still the one, man.
Are you talking about modern day Shania Twain? Or are you talking 1999, 2000 Shania Twain? Yeah. Man, I feel like a woman Shania Twain.
Who's better? Who's been under that one?
Yeah, okay.
John's with me on that.
I'm going to that.
You know, one music fest I was kind of thinking of, I've actually been to part of this one.
Georgia?
Coolio, and the opener was PM Dawn.
Yeah, I remember
PM
out.
Dawn would be amazing.
No, that's not the show where you and Doug got shot at. Right?
No, that was a Juvenile concert. Juvenile and Nappy Roots.
That is one of the best Tim stories ever.
That's for our Patreon listeners, if you're.
Doug and I were like circus distractions at that concert. Stood out so much, man. Like people were coming up to us and playing with our hair. And I'm being dead serious. Yeah,
redheaded Doug. Did he have the flat top then?
He would have the flat top. Yeah, not quite Jersey Shore.
No, I'm talking like the Bethaven flat top.
Yeah, flat top.
That's South End flat top is a whole different thing.
Yeah, I would have been pretty close to what I am now. It was short on the sides and had some on the top. Yeah. But yeah, like we were just sitting on the ground and people were just coming up and like touching our hair like they'd never seen. It was crazy. Anywho, my music fest, last time we talked about a Beatles cover tribute, which I thought would be cool, but I changed it up. I went 90s, kind of mid to late 90s, somewhat alternative, somewhat pop. So, like I pulled out like obviously Weezer, who I had in my last one, some Blink 182, some No Doubt, some Third Eye Blind. I wish you'd step back from that ledge, my friend. Butthole Surfers, Not a Surf, and even some Bloodhound Gang, just to throw it over the edge.
So back in 1998, back when gas was like $1.10 a gallon, cigarettes were at like $2 a pack.
What do cigarettes cost now?
I stopped smoking them. I don't know. I buy the.
What did it cost when you stopped?
When I stopped, it was like $6 a pack.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and I was smoking like 3 packs a day.
Oh, jeez. I became rich when I stopped. Anyways, go ahead. 1998 story.
It was the summertime. I had just come home from Christian College the winter before that, and. I am friends with, at the time, really close friends with John's sister, and there was a show at the Thunderdome on Bardstown Road, which is now like Prohibition Whiskey and Spirits, but the Thunderdome was where all the cool shows were. That's where ICP used to play all the time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that they came down there.
And we saw a three-act bill. Now, this is 1998.
Okay.
This is early. This is actually more like around this time, or May-ish.
Yeah.
The opening band.
I'm on pins and needles.
Oh yeah, the opening band was Space Monkey.
Okay.
From Manchester, England.
Yeah.
And I know this because after every song they said, "We are Space Monkey from Manchester, England." And they're just apologize to the microphone. And so it was as if Beastie Boys and Oasis were in a band together.
Okay.
And that in 1998 was so cool.
Yeah. And, so you got to fight for your right to wonder?
Yeah. Maybe.
It's good. That was good.
The second band was Smash Mouth.
Okay.
This is right after Walking on the Sun.
Yeah.
And they came out to the Munsters theme song, just spraying beer on everybody.
They would just kill it live.
Until he started doing the Nazi salute last year's shows, I'm sure they put on a great show, and then he retired from music. The headliner was Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
And Stephen Jenkins was very unhappy to be at the Thunderdome. He had mentioned several times that I'm not used to playing shows, venues this small anymore. We had 2 number one hit singles on the Billboard chart, and I'm not used to playing. And he also wasn't used to singing on key, because without autotune, it was bad. But John's sister was all about wanting to meet him after the show, and he threw a temper tantrum leaving the venue, go to his bus, and he tripped and almost fell. And I was like, "We're not gonna stop. Just go."
She's like, "I'm gonna think."
After he tripped, she kind of lost his mystique.
I saw a little bit of a Third Eye Blind live concert down at 4th Street when I used to work in the building on 4th Street. And if I worked late on Fridays, sometimes I would be there for the concerts.
Now, isn't it true that you used to run the Mechanical Bull at PBR down there?
I did not.
Not ride it, you ran
No,
it.
No.
like you would... You
what was the name of that bull?
Clarence. His name was Wimble.
Tim was like Scott Glenn in Urban Cowboy.
It would be a really good joke if I could actually operate anything without killing myself. But John has spent enough time around me that if you put me in charge of anything, it's going to be a disaster.
Usually when we were working together, it was like, just let me do it. You go do your thing and let me run this. So that was kind of our jam.
So, I mean, saying that, maybe I did operate if it was a disaster.
I don't know. I never went.
Yeah. I didn't either. But yeah, I heard a little bit of Third Eye Blind from my office window and it sounded exactly.
Did it make you want to jump off?
Yeah, it's like I got a little close to the ledge, my friend. But the best people I saw down there, I got to watch Capital Cities warming up.
I have no idea what it is.
Safe and Sound. Anyways, they were fantastic singers. They were singing all
is
kinds
like
of...
Is that like Pentatonics?
No. Anyways, John. Music Fest. Yes. John Fest, as we called it.
John Fest last
John
time
Rock.
Around.
John yeah. Rock.
Okay. So, started off with mine. It's going to be Izzy Stradlin and the Juju Hands. They're definitely there. It's one of my all-time favorites. Carla hates it, but I love it. Pressure Drop. It's just, there's a lot of covers on it.
Somebody come knocking yes. on my door.
I'm going to have to break that and listen to it this weekend.
When the pressure drops, my sinuses.
I tell you.
It's a reggae song about
yeah, it. Yeah, it's great. And then, you know, you had the whole Guns N' Roses video where Duff turns around. He's got Where's Izzy on the back of his jacket and stuff. So it was a big deal, but it's cool. Yeah, Izzy Stradlin and Judah Hands, number one. Number two, my rock group that's going to be there is going to be Quiet Riot. I had forgotten about Quiet Riot until Susie had bought the original LP from 1983. And I put it on one night, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is cool. So I'm gonna throw them in there. That's number two for me. Number three is Cake. I re-put them in. I thought about it last week. It's like, I don't want them in there, but now I want them in there because Cake is actually really is one of my favorites. And then I have my folk coming in there at the end, and it's going to be a little bit of Gordon's Gold there at the end. I'm going to have Gordon Lightfoot. He's going to finish out the weekend just to send everybody chill, and hopefully nobody tears up or burns down anything. So yeah, that's my headliners for John Fest, as Tim's been calling it.
John Fest this weekend at the Kentucky Expo. John Fest, get your John
the
on.
Entire the entire East Wing.
The entire East Wing will be John Fest with hits like Gordon Lightfoot.
Will it be right after
every
fair,
John
so
has
like
his thorn?
Every John has his thorn.
You can come meet Wendell. Yeah.
Come meet a chicken that can tell the future.
But you have to. Future but you have to sign up in advance, and you have to pay for the picture. Yeah. And then he'll tap it. You know, he'll tap his name onto the picture. Mm-hmm. So like at the Carl Kasper Custom Autumn Show.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Come and meet Bo Duke.
John Rock.
He's like, oh gosh, I got to be
the
here for
the first 5,000 fans get a Cincinnati Reds hat at John Rock.
I'm wearing one tonight.
That's why I said it.
There it is.
Anywho, we'd love to hear your music festivals, who you would go and put together a music lineup. Lots of different opinions on music. Sometimes we look at each other like, I don't know who it is. And sometimes we all just, you know, have that moment where we all are like, yes, that song or that artist right there. So we'd love to hear who yours are. Tell us on Facebook. As soon as we're all back on YouTube, let us know on YouTube. We'd love to hear it. But wherever you listen to podcasts, check us out. Leave us 5 stars. Give us a subscription. Like us. Tell your friends. We are Louisville's best podcast, and we love having you, Louisville's best listeners, hanging out with us. So until next time, I'm sorry, bro.
We're going to catch you later.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If I had my own police show, I would be paired up with a red hat.
Leave it out.